Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from my divine, the Holy Trinity. And sometimes I release music to you that I create, that the Holy Spirit inspires through me to help you if you're struggling through a tough season or if you have diagnosed depression like myself, to keep going. This is another tool in the toolbox for you. And the Holy Spirit just revealed to me, I was reviewing an episode that I released recently, and afterwards he said, that quiet little voice in my heart said, get my phone out. And I'm like, all right, Lord, what's the topic? And the topic of this sermon today is Rainbow's True Design. So I have not pre-planned this, and recognize that I love every human being that walks this earth, no matter what. Rainbow's true design, biblically, in the scriptures, dates back to when Noah was on the earth. And if you're not familiar with my faith system, I'm going to educate you a little bit. Noah had a vision from above. The Creator revealed to him that there was going to be a massive flood that was going to cover the entire earth, and told Noah, you need to build a boat and take one of every animal that is a male animal and one of every animal that is a female animal, and bring your family. I'm going to cause massive destruction on the earth, but I'm going to spare your life and your family's life. And there was a great flood that covered the entire earth for a certain amount of time. And I am a minister that has been called from above since 2020, but I'm not a historical theologian, so I'm still learning. So I don't know the exact time frame of the earth, but you could reach out or look on the internet search. I'm sure that information is available for the time frame on earth when that happened. After the flood, when they were allowed to leave the boat and they could see that land was starting to be revealed again, they looked up in the sky and there was a rainbow that was revealed. And the Creator of the universe whispered in his heart, this rainbow is a sign of my promise to you. And anytime you see a rainbow in the sky, this is my promise to you that I will never flood the earth again. I will never cause desolation and destruction to the whole earth again. Remain close to me, and I will remain close to you. So the rainbow's true design is from the Father above. A lot of people in the world have changed the symbol, the meaning of it, to be a sign of homosexuality. That was not the intention of the Father. And the Father is very angry at those that have stolen from his true design. Now recognize, I have friends in every category you can imagine. One of my dear friends I met in a Bible study group in college. The group was called the 18 to 20-somethings group at Rainier View Church that sat right behind my undergrad program, Pacific Lutheran University. And he came out to me when I found out that, because I thought he was interested in one of the girls and I was trying to set him up with one of the girls in our Bible study group. And I tried to talk her into it too, because he is such a cool person and he was always stepping up to volunteer. And we helped one of our friends, Anne, move before she got married. And that was kind of where I first connected with him. Then we'd do hikes at Mount Rainier and whatnot. And it was never a romantic thing between he and I, he was like a brotherly figure to me. And he, in fact, has the same name as my oldest brother. And he met a man and they fell in love. And that man, is it all right, Lord, for me to share? He said no. Okay. Well, you could look through my content and put two and two together if you so desire. I never judged him for his lifestyle practice. I loved him as I believe the Father desires for all of us to love humans. That's a homosexual friend that believes in the Father. I also had stayed in an emergency situation with a friend that is out of the circle right now, but I still love this person as Jesus tells me to love this person. They're married. They have a heterosexual front relationship, and they have the desire to be polygamous, whatever that word is, with the same sex. I don't judge them for their lifestyle choices. However, when I was called into ministry from my Father, in the scriptures that I believe in, the Bible, it says very clearly, very specifically, that if I do not bring to attention to those people in my life that are not in alignment with the faith, that I am just as at fault as them. And so some of my friends I don't spend as much time with anymore because I have been called into a leadership position. But that doesn't mean that I wouldn't be there for them if they were in an emergency. It doesn't mean that I stopped loving them. It just means that I have to love them from a distance. Now, if they choose to change their lifestyle and to come back to the Father, to live a life as actually the Father desires us all to be single and focus on Him. Yeah. So if we're truly living in our full faith, we're not going to have sex with anybody. Yeah, just bring it to your real and straight. However, the Father says if you can't withhold, then you're supposed to be committed to one person, one man, and one woman. And I'm still learning the identity of the trans populations and respecting them as well, because I learned in my child development class in my, let's see, what year was this? It was either my junior or senior year in high school. We, in our textbooks, we learned that there are some people that are born with both genitalia. They're identified as hermaphrodites. And their parents have to decide, I think in the United States, like up to day five, if they're going to be considering the child a male, a boy, or if they're going to raise the child as a girl. That's a lot of pressure for a parent. That's a lot of pressure because you don't know how their spirit or how their energy or how you're going to be shaping them. What if they grow up and they identify as the opposite, but they've had both parts? So I'm still learning what is the meaning behind that. And okay, the Holy Spirit speaking through me. Okay, I've had some conversations. When I got married in 2022, my husband, extremely spiritually sound, wise, has walked this earth longer than me, and I have so much respect for him. He shared some things with me. There's been a lot of genetic changes over the course of our history. There's a lot of darkness in the world, and a lot of leaders are actually destroying the human race, changing our DNA. They're even injecting amphibian DNA into humans. There are some people that have had limbs that have grown back. That is not normal. That is not normal. And so when you change DNA, sometimes it makes changes in their gender. Because there are amphibious creatures like the little seahorse. It actually has the ability to change from a male to a female. So if you're injecting amphibious creatures or underwater creatures, their genetic DNA into humans to allow for healing of diseases, that's not natural. That's not the way of the Father. And so that's going to cause some changes within people's genders. And that's not all of the trans population. That's just one aspect of it. The topic of this episode is Rainbow's true design. And the design of the Father is for us to love Him with our heart, our whole mind, all of our strength, and to love our neighbors. That's everybody. And I was in a very tough job last summer, for a few months. And I experienced workplace discrimination for being a woman on an all-male team. Or so I thought. I had befriended a person of color. We had clicked right away. I was in HVAC sales, and this person came out on my show. They were born a woman, a person of color. They were born and discriminated against so terribly as a black female. In their childhood, they were abused and neglected. You could go review the episode. He says, say the name, Dion. I forget the whole title of the episode, but they have a daughter, and she was also a guest on the show, and you can see the video on our YouTube channel, and you can listen to the podcast. They were discriminated, they were abused, they were neglected. They had so much stress in their childhood. They were actually wetting their pants in elementary school, which is a sign of neglect, a sign of multiple signs of abuse and whatnot. And as an adult, they became attracted to women for probably a variety of reasons. Some women become attracted to other women because they have been disrespected from men for so long, raped, abused, lied about. Their reputation's been ruined. I mean, Taylor Swift wrote a song about it. Another notch in the belt. Yeah, it's not anything new. We all have to deal with it. Not all men are disrespectful to women. My husband, never. My second husband never disrespected me, and actually made sure that anybody that tried to disrespect me would never, ever do it again. And when I released the truth last year that I was being sexually harassed in the workplace, he had his team investigate it right away. When I met him in 2020, he was homeless, but he was not helpless. And we fell in love. It wasn't a plan. I wasn't like, oh yeah, I'm going to marry this guy because he's got all this power and connections. No. I made him wait a year. I didn't care about his status. I didn't care about his connections and his power. He's a human being. And he kept me safe, kept me alive. He's my hero. I started my nonprofit ministry because of this man. For free. I sacrificed a lot of hours. And then when we got married, we were together for 19 days. And people had been bought out. Leadership in our government couldn't figure out how to get along. So they tried to use me as a pawn, like they've used Taylor Swift, like they used Marilyn Monroe and had her killed. The patterns of the past repeat themselves until somebody steps up and says enough is enough. And I've had enough. And my husband has too. And they forced us to separate by threatening my black friend, female officer of the United States military. Forced us to separate. Yeah. We've been separate for over a year with zero contact since Easter Sunday of 2022. And as I record this, it's Juneteenth, 2023. Yeah. A federally recognized holiday. Every single bank is closed today, but I'm going to work. Because I don't think we have the day off. And if we do, then guess what? I'm going to show up to work and I'm going to say, all right, see ya. Because I didn't get confirmation from my trainer that we have today off. And I met Dion last year because I had to get a job, because I had to pay my bills, because we were forced, my husband and I were forced to separate. I moved in with him and then I had to move out, lost my bed, lost tons of boxes of all my personal belongings because our leadership got their butts hurt and they didn't recognize me as an asset. They thought that I was siding with a certain political party instead of just respecting my authority. They assumed that I was for Republicans and only Republicans. Nope. I haven't been able to vote in my own nation because my personal safety has been in question for too long, and I've had to move 70 times, 70, since the divorce process to my first husband started in 2015. I can't remember the last time I voted because I've had to grow my resiliency muscles and I've been focused on this assignment from above. I can't wait to start voting again, but until my husband and I are reunited and we have a contract signed with all top political leaders, all of our presidents that are alive, no more BSing us, all the first wives, we're all going to figure out how to work together as one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I love all political parties and spiritual leaders, which I have been called to from my deity. We are not supposed to have political sides. We're supposed to be political free. That doesn't mean that I don't respect opinions of the leadership. I look for the good. I see the good in others. That's how I was trained. That's how I was raised. That's how I studied to become a teacher. As teachers, we look for the good in our students. We can transfer those skills to our leadership as well. Look for the good. We're going to create some peace and harmony in our nation because there's been so much wasted energy, money, time in destroying Republicans' lives over the last 3 years on purpose. The enemy has used division on purpose. The enemy. Some people call him Satan. In your faith system, you might call him darkness or something else. I'm still learning other faith systems' terminologies. If we can figure out how to get along and be angry at the right people, the Illuminati, which are the satanic worshipers that sacrifice children, torture children, and stop lying about conservatives. Stop creating fake narratives and using your power and access to technology devices to hack into and personify as Republicans. Stop it. The Holy Spirit reveals truth to me. And as I continue to apply the lessons in my faith system, He continues to reveal more and more and more of His supernatural power to me. I don't try to explain it. I trust it. I trust that if He reveals things to me, that it's truth. I trust it that if He reveals to me people's conversations thousands of miles away, I write it in my journal and I timestamp it because I've been given the gift of premonition. But I don't know exactly when things are going to happen. Sometimes He reveals specific dates and times to me, but sometimes He doesn't. His ways are not our ways. And when I met my hero of 2020, a homeless veteran, the most humble person I've ever met, the most spiritually sound person that I've ever met, he reminded me our jobs as leaders is to be humble. When we have leadership positions, he reminded me that it's our job, if we are in a leadership position, if we have a title, that we should be for the people And if we are braggadocious in our positions, there are many people that could take us out easily. They could have us disappeared, and they wouldn't blink an eye. Because he has protected our presidents of the United States of America for a long time. I don't know how he got into this position. I believe the Holy Spirit assigned it to him. I also believe... Yeah, the Holy Spirit's like, tell him. My husband told me when we decided to get married, he said, I believe in everlasting life. And all of the faith systems that speak about that. He said, what do you think reincarnation is? And I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, what do you think everlasting life is? It's the same thing. I was like, really? He goes, yeah, I believe. Oh, I'm getting so joyful just thinking about him because I love him so deeply. He said, all right, Lord, get it together, Aaron. He said, I believe that you and I have had lifetimes together in previous times on earth. And I believe I was sent to you to protect you at all costs. I don't know exactly what your calling is, but I know that you've been called to do something great. Love. Love conquers all. And as I have tears streaming down my face, that's completely ruining my makeup for my work day. That doesn't matter. Because I am being real and I'm being obedient to my deity. And the love of the Father, Rainbow's true design, means that you love and you think about others above yourself. No matter what. And that means that you might die a physical death on this earth because you've chosen to love your enemies, you've chosen to love your friends, and you've chosen to love your spouse that he has gifted you at all costs, and be loyal to them, be committed to them, and fiercely love them, even if they have to lie to your face and tell you that they want a divorce. I will never stop loving this man, and I know that he loves me because he refused to sign the divorce paperwork. I tried to get an annulment because he was so confusing when we first separated. He took the dog tags and he told me in 2020 that if he ever took the dog tags away that it wouldn't be safe for me to live with him, that I would be in danger. And I trusted him. He only needed to tell me that once. We rolled together. He kept me alive off-grid in 2020 when the richest people with the access to all the power in the world tried to have me killed. This man kept me alive. I didn't question when he told me things or when he did things. But I was so frustrated that I had just moved there. And these people, on purpose, hit my car, got me in a car accident while I was driving Lyft, tried their best to force me to stay with him so that they could get access to information, committing treason. And he knew it. He and his infinite wisdom from the Father above knew exactly what they were doing, and he tried his best to protect me, protect my reputation. And that meant that we had to separate. And he couldn't communicate with me anymore. Even though he loved me with all of his heart. Second, now I'm number two because God is first in our relationship. And in the state I reside in, there are no annulments. They told me when I called to try and get it figured out, to get the annulment, They said just cross out, just print off the divorce paperwork. It's the same thing. Cross it out and write above it annulment. I was like, you guys are so ghetto. But the reason behind that, I believe, is because they are a completely conservative state. And you're either married or you're divorced. You can't unmarry somebody. You can't just disappear marriage. And no matter how powerful his friends are, even if they tried to erase the record of us getting married from the Justice of the Peace commissioner that married us, we never went to court till death do us part. He knew that I would never ever leave him, that I was committed to our relationship. So he had to make the executive decision in our household to keep me alive and sacrifice the time, the desire that he had to be able to retire from this group. They had enslaved him in this organization because they didn't respect his wishes to retire because of their anger towards each other. Our top leaders' anger towards each other and their egos were so great that they forced a veteran spouse to fear for her life and have to start over. New address, new jobs. And I got sexually harassed in my workplace where they on purpose sacrificed revenues for the company in order to get me to quit or get me fired. And they on purpose. Okay, the Holy Spirit's saying, say the name. Service Experts backed $500 billion entity. They were reached out to. Their top level leadership was reached out to from the Democratic Party. And they on purpose used my content, my mental health content, and forced me into mental health leave while they investigated and created fake stories. When they on purpose chose to block my 14th alternative therapy from being executed and on purpose did not send email invitations out to their 119,000 customers around the nation and around the world. The head of HR did her part and she forwarded the emails on because she verbally gave me a commitment. She did her part when I met her. She loved what I was doing and it was her first year as chief of HR of all 90 locations that they had at the time when I was hired. And I reached out to her when the local HR branch person was racist towards my person, Dion, that stood up for me, that was being bullied in the workplace. Nobody knew that Dion used to be a woman and had a sex change, but Dion came out on my show as the first ever person of color, trans person of color. With the first ever federal court case, they were an HVAC technician paid very well. The Holy Spirit saying, say the city in DC. They were in the middle of a multi-year lawsuit against the federal government for being the first ever trans person that had a sex change that was fired wrongfully in the workplace. And I believe the Holy Spirit is using all people of all sexual orientations to demonstrate their love for all humans. Because it's not about what your sexual orientation is from the Father. It's about protecting children that have been abused for so long. When you become an adult, if you haven't had the opportunity to heal from your wounds, of child abuse. They will continue on into adulthood. And Dion was severely abused in their upbringing. And they spoke about it on the show, increasing awareness and compassion for all children that have been abused. And I'm so grateful that Dion stood up for me. And Dion is not only a person that used to be a woman that had a sex change and is now a man. They're a mother and they're a grandmother. And I asked Destiny, their child, I asked Dee's child on the show, how do you identify Dee? Because there's a lot of people that desire to know. And Destiny said, Dee is Dee. Dee is Dion. Family is family. So that being said, I can't wait for October 17th's meeting. Whew, I can't wait. Because I was raised with two parents that had their issues, but they were committed 40 years relationship to each other, and they loved each other, and they didn't try to pretend like they had it all together. They brought me to church, they brought me to friends, they reached out and got me connected when I was a mute child, when I was severely neglected because I was the youngest, and they did the best that they could with the money they had, but they sacrificed a lot. They sacrificed half their income so that one person could stay at home and raise us and homeschool us. And they didn't know about the pandemic. They didn't know none of that. My dad passed away in 2016. But guess what? All of those things, the creator of the universe uses all of those things to help me bless others, to help me love others and remind others that maybe used to love the Father, but have forgotten about Him and His love. He loves all of His children. Woo! And I can't wait to see my husband again and for us to have a proper public wedding. The Holy Spirit's saying, tell him. The Democratic Party is going to pay for all of our wedding and anyone that we desire to be a part of it. Because it's going to be a wedding that's going to edify our nation. And the Holy Spirit already told me that it's going to be a wedding bigger than Princess Diana's wedding. Which is, I don't know if you remember Princess Diana's wedding, but I remember my grandma being so excited. She recorded it on the VHS, and my mother and her were talking so much about that wedding. I can't wait. I can't wait because I'm going to make our nation look so flipping good. And my husband is as well. Tell him. The whole thing? Okay, the Holy Spirit says tell him. My husband and I will gross at least $3 trillion combined in our incomes, and we'll only be keeping 10% of it. By my 40th birthday will be the time frame where we will start from my 40th birthday, which is 3 years and a couple days from now, few days, I should say. From 2023. So in 2026, moving forward, we'll only be keeping 10% of our income, and 90% will be given to help those in need. We're going to be the ultimate role models and examples of generosity. I can't wait. I'm so flippin' excited. Okay. So yeah, the wedding. You guys come up with the money. Make sure you get him the money for the ring. Size 4.25. I'd like a heart-shaped pink diamond with either platinum or white gold. Something that doesn't scratch. I want it to be, well, I would like it. Although I'll be happy with whatever you can get by October 17th's meeting. I would like, and the Holy Spirit said I can ask for it. And if not, that's okay too. But I would like a 5-carat, very sparkly ring. I want it to be like Beyonce's, I think it might have been Jay-Z's rap, where it's like the ring is so big, I can't fit it in my purse. And because everyone will be talking about the ring. That's what ladies talk about. That's a, you know, da da da. So make sure it's up to United States standards for bragging around, not bragging, but sorry, I'm sorry. That's the wrong word. For showcasing me as the mental health ambassador and chief spiritual officer of the United States, the first ever. You want to make sure that I look the part. That's up to your standards. The wedding dress, lavender or purple, the color of royalty. I trust your judgments. Right now, I believe I am between a size 6 and an 8. My goal is to get down to a 4, and that's a United States 4, not a... And I don't mean any disrespect, but not a Chinese 4, because my Chinese friends are very, very tiny. And I love your sizes, but your sizes are not United States sizes. We're totally different sizes. So I would like to have dresses sent in my direction to my address that you guys have on file, and I'll try things on. And if it doesn't fit, send me an address and I can mail it back. And we'll make sure we do promotions for whatever brand is the dress of choice that you guys desire for me to wear for this wedding. Make sure that my husband approves of it, that it is conservative, elegant, and looks royal, because I am in the bloodline of King David, who slayed Goliath. I am of royal blood. And I can't wait. Ooh, I can't wait for the official public wedding that will be broadcast live all around the world. And even if I trip and fall in my heels on my way to see my groom, that's okay. I will laugh it off. Hopefully I'm not speaking that into existence, but because I'm going to practice walking in my heels and everything. The Holy Spirit saying, tell him, I would love for both of my brothers to walk me down the aisle. And for my nephews and both of my nieces to be in the wedding party. And my sister-in-law, although they are no longer married, once a sister, always a sister, I would love for her to be a part of the wedding party as well, as I was a part of her wedding party, if she would so desire. So those of you, reach out to my family members, and whenever the date works for everyone, I think it would be really neat if all presidents and their first wives would be able to be present for our wedding day. Because that would definitely help us to make sure it's a big celebration around the world with lots of photos, lots of promotions, and any brands you guys desire amongst yourselves to promote. My desire is just to spread love around the world, and I know we could do it together. Love and unity. Whew. How to slay your enemies through love. It's by choosing joy. All right. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And normally I do that at the end. This is your call to action, because I got to get into work. If you want to know this Father that I know and have a personal relationship with him, it's free. Repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I'm a sinner in need of forgiveness. I ask that you forgive me of all my sins, come into my heart, and never leave my side. In your name, I pray. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, welcome to the family. We at Erin Nicole Ministries encourage you to get plugged into a Bible-based church and keep God first place. All right, see you next time.